This is the moment. A new start. Now the UK has left the EU.
Time for us to get going.
To seize new opportunities as we transition to our new relationship.
Get moving.
It's on our hands now.
So we've got to get started.
Truck drivers.
Tech entrepreneurs.
Engineers.
Fishermen.
Farmers.
Lawyers.
Makers.
Holiday makers.
Creators.
Big business. Small business. Travelling for business.
We all need to plan ahead.
Check the guidance. Make the changes. And let's get going.
Sign up now at gov.uk/transition and check, change, go for the UK's new start.
All right, feel good stories do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
This is one of the sweetest things ever. So it's just a TikTok video of a dog groomer. It looks like at first glance that this woman is just grooming this really cute little white dog. Mm-hmm. A little pink bow on its hair. It turns out the dog groomer's own dog had passed away a couple months ago.
Aww.
And this was actually a very big surprise.
What is that?
It's a take-home bag.
What are y'all doing?
It's her take-home bag.
I don't have a dog yet. No!
Wow.
Yes.
She was grooming her own dog.
Oh, you're crying.
She's crying.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was overcome with emotion. She was so ecstatic that she had no idea that was going to be her little dog herself.
So that's how they, like, surprised her?
Yes.
Was that?
She thought it was just a client's dog.
Gotcha.
That she was grooming, and then said, guess what? This one's yours.
Oh.
You can take her home. Here's your little goodie bag. It's really, really cute. We'll tweet out the video so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Rick. My buddy Matt's an accountant. Does my taxes every year. So I thought you guys could find a way for a Hassan Pepper to phone tap him.
Wow. First time he's ever been called out.
I mean, they know.
They know. All right. So William has some questions here. And welcome, Matt, to your phone tap.
Advisors.
Yes, Matt, please.
Yeah, this is Matt.
Matt, it's William Hassan Pepper. I'm looking for a new tax guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We can help you with that.
Wonderful.
Let me just grab a notepad here. Your name, sir?
It's William Hassan Pepper.
Okay, why don't we set up a time for you to come down? Do you have your W-2s and receipts and things like that all together?
Yeah. I'll set on that, but I do need to tell you I've got a little income on the side. I may have to report.
All right. Well, we should report all income.
Right. Straight cash deal, though. I legitimately get a paycheck, you know, as a cashier, though. But I do a little dancing on the side.
Dancing?
Well, stripping. There, I said it.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm not necessarily proud of that.
No, I wasn't judging you. We all have a living to make.
Right. Yeah, grinding up on old ladies at the retirement home was not necessarily what I envisioned for me at graduation from college, but...
It is what it is.
That's right. Anyways, I got this move where I put a little Bing Cherry in my G-string, shake a little to the left, shake a little to the right, drops out right in a martini glass.
Oh, my God!
Wow, impressive.
Right?
So how much income in cash do you think you'd say you generate, sir?
Probably 30, 40,000.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a sizable amount. You need to record that.
Well, I figured as much, but I'm needing you to launder it for me.
Oh, my God.
Listen, man. You made this, you know, like a waiter makes cash tips. It's not illegal, but it is income.
But you can launder it, right?
I don't think you really understand what that means.
Well, no, I'm asking, can you wash the money? It's been in crevices of my body I'm not proud of.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah, I mean, I really don't feel right about putting cash back into circulation, you know? It's got my sweat on it. If you sent this money to a lab, they'd probably quarantine it.
Okay, then. Listen, do you want to make an appointment?
Well, yes, I want to make an appointment. That's why I'm calling you.
All right, how does your week look like next week?
Well, pretty good. Mornings are a bit bad for me as I have to do these phone taps.
So this is a prank.
Well, yeah, it's a prank. It's 99.7 DJX. Hi there, I'm Ben Davis, and your buddy Rick sent us an email asking to set you up.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that's funny. I got to get it back for this one. You know, here are the real calls that I get though. Yours actually wasn't that bad.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow. I'll let you go since it's kind of your busy season. You're pushing it here, but thanks so much for playing along.
All right, and you guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
This wasn't his weirdest. Oh, are you kidding me? I kind of need to see the move, though.
You want
to
see the move?
I kind of need to see the move.
See the G-string move?
Impressive.
That's your phone tap. Setting the bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it. And you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? I didn't do that. Thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up.
Okay, so Kelly, I'm going to need to ask for your help with this setting the bar story, okay?
Uh-huh.
We need to have you translate for our British-speaking friends because we are going to jolly old England for this one.
Cheerio.
All right, there you go. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, installing an electric fence, not on your property to keep cows out, but inside your bar to ensure social distancing, you're doing okay.
That's aggressive. Wow.
So the Star Inn there in Cornwall.
Cornwall?
Yes, Cornwall. Sorry.
Cornwall,
thank you.
Yes.
Right.
In England.
Okay. It's Cornwall. Right. Yeah, they took the extra step of ensuring that people were being socially distant by installing an electric fence running along the front of its bar.
I'll translate. Landlord Johnny McFadden, who is also a farmer, says it's there for social distancing. He says that now it's usually turned off.
Okay.
But it can be turned on.
And you don't know when it is going to be turned on until
That's
you
right.
accidentally bump up against it.
Joel is a barman at the pub and said we put it up as a bit of a novelty, really, because the landlord loves his farming. It's a way of keeping people away from the bar. It's just a deterrent. Hopefully the sight of it will keep people away. That's how it works with cattle, too. Animals see it, often don't want to test it.
And
let's hope it's the same with our customers.
Humans, I've heard, know how to read signs.
Yeah, there are a couple of people that got real drunk, though, and said they were electrocuted, so they just gotta
be
careful.
So we don't know necessarily if he has it turned on
right.
some of the time,
yeah.
all the time,
don't know,
or none of the time.
But they better be careful. They might want to okay. sign some waivers or something to protect themselves.
Well, this is in England, so we don't have to worry about necessarily that here.
Oh, they're not
tomorrow.
As too happy over there?
But
uh-huh.
this could be an idea
yeah.
for a local bar here. To do something similar.
All right.
So anyways.
That's great.
Side of the bar. Small example of what not to do. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without installing an electric fence inside your bar to help promote social distancing.
They literally have a little signing and from a warning, electric fence.
I mean, is this a setting the bar or is it a feel good that they're protecting everyone and they're keeping everybody socially distanced from one another?
That's too aggressive for my taste.
Okay. That's setting the bar. From jolly old England.
Beep, beep, cheerio.
On 99.7 DJX.
Bloody hell.
Every single hour we do this, Kelly K.
Okay, so we have to draw attention to, well, this is a feel-good on a couple of different levels.
Okay.
Okay, so this couple have been together for nearly 3 years. Okay?
Gotcha.
So there was a milestone that they decided to celebrate in their relationship. And when you get to any milestone, you know, cake is a good choice.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So this is a story of Ryan and Kaylee. Ryan's 24. The message on the cake says, it took you 3 years. Congratulations.
Okay.
For finally farting. Took her 3 years. She finally felt comfortable enough to fart in front of him.
Oh, so he gave her the cake.
He gave her the cake.
Oh my gosh!
To
that's
celebrate
funny.
That milestone in that their is, relationship.
I'll tell you what, that is a milestone.
So I guess apparently he dropped this promise on her like a while ago,
mm-hmm.
and she has decided to draw it out this long for dramatic effect, maybe. So he dropped $40 on a cheesecake, and whoever ended up making it, I'm assuming maybe it was Cheesecake Factory. It's in Australia.
Okay.
So I would love to have seen the face on the artiste who is going to have to write that in icing on the cake. Congratulations, took you 3 years. Finally farted.
You know, I feel like we've talked about this before. We've done the show where it's like, hey, who are the pastry chefs listening who have to decorate these cakes, and what are the craziest things you've actually written on cakes before?
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're sure been, they got stories.
I'm sure, yeah, you've seen some magical things.
Well, and as far as this particular milestone, how long did it take for you and your wife? You've been together for a million years.
Well, I mean, I... I did a lot of things early on.
Okay.
That could have really, like, ended the relationship. I mean, like, nothing, like, evil.
Right.
But, like, I...
Embarrassing?
Maybe. Accidentally peed on her in
bed.
Yeah,
that would have... that's dicey.
I mean, I wet the bed as an adult. I mean, I've said that on the air before. I wet the bed as an adult, and it happened to be on her. So that was. I mean that could have ruined it right there.
You should have got her a cake for that. Sorry, I beat on you.
Yeah.
You probably should have gotten her that cake. There's still time.
You know what? I probably should.
Swing by on
Costco.
The way home.
Costco does them. Yeah, they do great cakes.
They would do it.
Or whoever. I can do Plains. I've gotten cakes from them decorated before. A nice Plains cake. Heitzman's Bakery. Yeah, all those. Do me up a nice cake that says, "Hey, honey, happy Mother." Oh, Mother's Day already passed. Well, it could be in anything.
Yeah, just because cake.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. How many cakes do you need to make? Like, looking back in your...
I need to make a lot.
Okay.
It's the Ben and Kelly Show, and sometimes you're hoping for love. Sometimes you're hoping love will just come to you. When it does, what do? Do you get their name? Do you get their number in the moment?
Nope. You freak out, and then you wait to go to your mom's basement and write a little something on the internets.
Yep. It's...
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist missed connections. I'll go first.
Oh, you're going to go first? Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Man for woman.
Uh-huh.
You saw my future and my past.
Oh, this sounds almost like paranormal.
Yeah.
Maybe?
My friend recommended I go to your house for a reading.
We do have a medium here. All right.
He said that you could help me find my one true love.
Got it.
The moment we laid eyes on one another. I knew I couldn't trust you.
Why?
But I didn't have anything to lose, and we sat next to each other.
All right.
That's when you started turning over tarot cards, telling me that a brunette would be coming into my life.
Oh, holla. That's encouraging, right?
I looked at you and told you my mom was a brunette.
Oh, no.
And she abandoned me when I was little.
Oh, gosh!
You said you saw a woman sitting alone at an Italian restaurant.
Oh, no.
I told you... My mom loved Italian.
Oh, man. This guy's got mom issues.
But you just asked for payment.
Oh, my God.
And said you'd email me the rest of the reading. A week has passed and nothing.
Oh, no. I feel like he got scammed.
I tried calling your number, and it was disconnected.
Oh, packed up and left.
Please, I need to know about my brunette love. Message me when you see this.
I kind of think there isn't a brunette. In his future. Oh, bless his heart.
Okay.
He's got mom issues, and now he's never going to find his brunette.
He's never going to find it.
Lady love.
This is awful.
That's tragic.
It's Craigslist missed connections.
Roadside assist nap guy. Woman for man. Maybe spelling's not important.
Spelling,
I think we got
right.
it.
Sure.
We got it.
Sure.
My car broke down on the side of I-65 the other day. I called AAA. 20 minutes later, you... pulled up with a cute little white pickup truck with a yellow light thingy on top.
Okay.
I saw in my rearview mirror the combination of rugged muscle and beef jerky walking up to my car.
Muscle and beef jerky?
I don't know if I've ever heard of any dude described as beef jerky.
Okay.
Or if that's a compliment. I'm guessing it's a compliment in this. She sounds like she likes him.
Sure.
You walked up to my window, asked if you could look under my hood, and I told you that you'd have to buy me dinner first. Hey, yo!
Wow. What a line.
She's got game.
What a line.
You reached in and popped my hood, then went to work. When you came back, you noticed I had a coffee maker plugged into my cigarette thingy and rolled your eyes. Listen, what? I don't appreciate you thinking that I broke down just to see you, but I did. We keep pace.
Oh, my God. There's a lot here.
Reply back with what my coffee mug said, and I'll let you look under my hood again.
Wow. There was a lot to unpack there.
I feel like the possibilities are endless for what was on that mug.
Rugged muscle, beef jerky.
Yeah. under the hood.
A coffee maker plugged into her cigarette lighter.
That's bougie. That is bougie right there.
All right. This has been Craigslist Missed Connection. Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. You can always get us at 99.7 DJX. Just ask Alexa or Siri or whatever to play 99.7 DJX and get us there. So remember, like, everything happened at once, it seemed. You had the coronavirus pandemic really taking grip in the United States. At around the same time, the murder hornets became a thing in the United States.
And, that was like a hot second, though, and then nobody cared about the murder hornets
anymore.
And
then, yeah, I mean, maybe the murder hornets were blown out of proportion.
Maybe.
For sure.
Or they just weren't in this area.
But then, now apparently, we have karate bears to deal with.
10 seconds of magic.
It is, and it's William tweeted a video of a bear, and it looks like it's a guy. Like, it's a real bear, but it looks like it could be a guy in a bear costume.
Yeah, and he's just swinging around like nunchucks.
But are they real nunchucks, or are they just like sticks with like a branch or something?
It looks like nunchucks.
It kind of...
It looks like the real deal.
But anyways...
And it's like he's... The bear is kind of playful with it, yeah. But then he also looks a little like a boss. Like he's seen a few movies, learned a few moves.
He definitely has. That bear, I mean, if murder hornets were not a thing to worry about, I think bears with frickin' nunchucks might be something.
I mean, you can call him karate bear, you can call him ninja bear, whatever. I think it all works.
What's next? Sharks with laser beams on their head?
Couldn't very well
on
be.
On their head?
Listen, we had how many Sharknado movies?
Right.
Don't say it out loud too much.
All right.
Stranger things have happened. So, 2020, anything goes.
Yeah, if you want to see this bear.
He looks like he's having so much fun.
I mean, wouldn't you? At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
I need this to kind of have like kung fu fighting in the background
I was trying to see if I could like pull that up real quick. Because I feel like the bear... With a...
It needs a soundtrack.
With nunchucks.
Yeah.
Does definitely need some sort of soundtrack.
Yeah.
Does this make it better?
It does a little.
All right.
It really enhances it. The 10 seconds of a bear with a nunchuck.
Hit it, bear!
Oh, my God. Throwing that around like he's got the form, does he not?
Somewhere, someone on the internet is going to combine these two.
That needs to happen.
And make it magic.
Maybe it already did like 5 minutes ago. Who knows?
Go, bear. Everybody was coming. There you go. That's funny. All right, you can see this bear at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
So,
all right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
This is one of the sweetest things ever. So it's just a TikTok video of a dog groomer. It looks like at first glance that this woman is... just grooming this really cute little white dog, mm-hmm. a little pink bow on its hair. It turns out the dog groomer's own dog had passed away a couple months ago.
Aww.
And this was actually a very big surprise.
What is that?
It's a take-home bag.
What are y'all doing?
It's her take-home bag.
I don't have a dog yet. No!
Wow.
Yes.
She was
Don't
grooming
cry.
Her own dog.
Oh, you're crying.
She's crying.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was overcome with emotion. She was so ecstatic that she had no idea that was going to be her little dog herself.
So that's how they, like, surprised her was that...
She thought it was just a client's dog that she was grooming and then said, guess what? This one's yours.
Aww.
You can take her home. Here's your little goodie bag. It's really, really cute. We'll tweet out the video so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Kelly, I feel like we need to have music for this.
Maybe. Let's go with this one. Let's go with this one. What you got?
Awkward first dates, or not first dates, sorry, just awkward dates.
Uh-huh.
I was once set up by my grandma with a guy from her church. Turned out, it wasn't just a blind date, it was a double date with my grandparents. Awkward dates.
That's awesome.
I mean, that could be kind of awesome.
Oh, that would be fun. I mean, especially if grandma's real fun.
Right?
Yeah, I like that.
Awkward dates. It was supposed to be a quick first date, just a light hike to check out the super bloom, but I fell about 20 minutes in, breaking my ankle in three places.
Oh my gosh.
When we called for help, they sent a helicopter, and I ended up getting flown out.
Oh.
Nothing like a first date ending in the hospital.
Wow.
From Megan.
I have to know if they stayed together, if they
Holy
had a second
cow.
Date. That's a lot.
That's why, like...
That's
that,
high maintenance.
That kind of brings up the topic, anything absolutely crazy happened on your first date, but you're still with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one.
Okay. Jessica rolls in. My date went in for a hug. I ended up jumping and wrapping my legs around him. His knees buckled and we both almost fell. To this day, I still don't understand why my first instinct was to jump and wrap my legs around him. So embarrassing. The only other thing that I can possibly think could be as close to embarrassing as that is when someone waves at someone and you think they're going up to give you a high five.
Oh, God, no.
And you go, hey!
Oh, my God.
And then you slap their hand and they're like, what did you just do? I was waving at Jeff. Witty Kitty tweets, this is awkward date moments. We were sitting in the car when he asked me what I was thinking about. I said, Harry Styles. I mean, same, right?
That's so random.
I know. I was on a second date with a guy. We drove out to these woods near my apartment. After he parked the car, he looked at me and said, I have to tell you something. And for some reason, his saying that reminded me of the Thriller music video where Michael Jackson parks in the woods with his date. And I immediately blurted out, are you a werewolf? There are no words to describe the look on his face. Needless to say, things didn't work out.
Oh, no. That's tragic.
That's tragic.
That's tragic.
All right.
That would have made me laugh.
Can we do one more?
I think we probably should.
All right. Things done on a date that were so, so awkward. A little Twitter thread there from Colleen. She says, my date asked me to get some coffee before we went to see a movie. I told him coffee gives me diarrhea. I instantly realized what I had said and knew I couldn't backpedal.
Oh my God. That's oversharing. That is instant oversharing. That is so oversharing.
But you know, at least he knows where she stands.
I guess. Sure. That's with putting coffee. It all out there.
Yep.
From all right. The get-go.
Hopefully, if you're going on a date tonight.
Maybe we don't say those things.
Maybe. Kelly K.
This one I don't know how to feel about.
I mean, you're supposed to feel good about it, right? I mean, that's
kind of.
The bit, right?
And then there's a little factor. Oh,
okay.
My.
Okay.
Okay, so we go to the UK.
All right.
A woman named Charlie. Charlie Lello.
Okay.
Love her name.
Charlie.
Out the gate. Love
Got
her
it.
Name. Charlie Lello was furloughed during the pandemic, so she was bored. She's a 29-year-old former retail manager, decided to get herself a pet. Or in this case, hatch three ducks.
Okay.
She said she got the idea from a video that popped up on her Facebook feed of someone hatching quail eggs. So she went to the supermarket, picked up both quail and duck eggs, didn't expect it to work. And for the quail eggs, yep, she was correct. They didn't hatch. But three ducks
get out of here.
Beep, Peep, and Meep defied the odds and were hatched from eggs she bought at the supermarket.
Eggs?
Yes.
That she literally got out of the supermarket.
She's got little chuckling ducklings.
Wow.
Beep, Peep, and Meep. Now, a spokesperson for the supermarket said it's rare to find fertilized eggs on the store shelves.
Okay.
And added they are entirely indistinguishable from normal eggs. Like, you can't tell.
Oh.
Okay. So the duck egg producer also said that it's a feat of remarkably slim odds that a duckling has been hatched and suspect that a wild male duck paid a discreet visit to one or more of the female ducks. Slipped into the night in the hager.
Hey, what you guys doing over here?
What's up?
So, you mind if I mosey on over here and
about a,
say hello?
A duck like you.
Quick.
A duck like me.
The farmer's coming to get your egg. Let's get this done.
I don't know how to feel about
wow.
it. Like, it's cute, but then it's like makes me question everything I bought at the same. Every time I bought eggs at the supermarket, like, did I?
Where do you think they come from?
Well, but in my mind... Those are the ones that weren't going to become little chicks.
Okay.
Right? In my mind, I'm automatically now weirded out.
Well, didn't they say that most of them are unfertilized?
They said it's rare, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But now, I sit there and think, if you couldn't tell.
Who knows?
By looking at it.
I know.
There you go.
They're delicious.
She's got beep, peep, and meep.
So she's not going to eat those, right?
Oh, ducklings. No, they're the pets.
Okay.
She's going to keep them around. I don't think she's going to raise them to become duck confit.
But I've heard.
Delicious. Delicious.
All right, that's your feel good.
That's a feel good.
I think it's a feel good for the ducks, too.
It's a feel good, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
They weren't going to live in life, and now they're living their best life.
That's right.
With Charlie Lello and the mother, the mumsy.
That is your feel good.
Yeah.
Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. Kelly, stop what you're doing.
What?
Okay, so the feel good that you had where we discussed the ducklings that were hatched from just some store-bought eggs, right?
Uh-huh. The supermarket in the UK.
And the manager at the supermarket was like, well, it could have been like a Randy male duck that just kind of got in and...
Rogue in the middle of the night.
Sprinkled some of...
Okay.
Anyways, got a text from a listener. And I'm going to need you to get ready to research some stuff.
Oh, God.
Text from a listener. Did you know the male duck you-know-what are corkscrew-shaped?
Are you asking me, sir?
Yes.
To look...
Google image search that.
What does a male
duck wiener look like?
I'm using the anatomically correct word.
Oh, okay.
So Google will understand... Oh, it is. With ridges and backward pointy fleshy spines?
Wow.
What?
Exciting.
Now, to go along with that, females have long twisted...
Well, of course they do.
Virginias that have a number of spirals.
Virginias.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Holy cow.
Let's click on images. No, I don't want to click on images. Don't click on images.
All right, hang on a second. Yes. Do I need to look this up on YouTube?
I'm going to have to delete my cookies.
Duck mating? That's not it. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that when we had this feel-good story, we were going to dive down.
Oh, there is a New York Post article that says horrible thing you never knew about ducks. There it is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is, oh, gosh, and they're long.
Wow. That's exciting.
I don't want the learning.
Okay. All right.
I don't want the learning. Stop the learning.
Didn't. I think I've heard this before.
It looks like he's just getting a piggyback ride. And she just, you know, kind of lowers down. He just climbs right up, waddles right up. And,
yeah, just
right.
Willingly a piggyback ride. There you go. Okay.
That's great.
All right. So
I can't unsee these images.
So thank you.
I can't.
Can we just be happy that not all males in this universe are shaped that way?
Oh, yes. Let's thank the good Lord for that. It was an interesting design for this, though.
That could be a different experience.
Interesting
design, she says.
We don't need further discussion.
Roxanne texts us, and she's forcing our hand down this hole.
No, Roxanne.
That we're not wanting to necessarily go down. We just set the car in motion, and a lot of times you guys choose the path with which we take. Sometimes we take an off-ramp. Sometimes we get on a rest stop and get back on the road. So then Roxanne rolls in and says, hey, while we're talking about barnyards.
Oh, my God. I don't want to stay in the barnyard. I want to get out of the barnyard. I want out of the barnyard.
She says, so are hogs. Little things are corkscrew shaped. Yeah, you need to.
Look like.
You need to Google that.
Oh, yep.
Google him.
Yep.
Is she right?
Yes,
hang on.
Indeed.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Oh, wow.
Kelly, Google.
I would say not as long as the duck.
Oh, congratulations, duck.
Congratulations.
Will you go ahead and Google this? Because we could continue down this path.
What else do you need to Google?
What animals have corkscrew shapes? And then we'll figure this out once and for all. We know ducks and we know hogs. Man, this is some learning. This is the learning that you don't learn in school, guys.
There is an article that says the weirdest animal penises.
I think we've had this show before.
Have we?
I feel like we have.
I must have blocked it out from trauma.
You do a lot of times.
Okay. the sea slug has a disposable regenerating one.
Well, that's convenient.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I'm done with that one. I'm just going to throw it away. I'll grow another one.
All right. So all we know on the list of corkscrew are hogs and ducks. Is that all you figured out?
Sea turtle has a massive and terrifying one. There is a fish with four sharp hooks on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's a fish with one on its head.
Wow.
Oh, that's an unfortunate design.
Convenience. Okay. All right. So thank you. Again, a lot of times we set the car in motion. We set the train in motion. And sometimes you guys need to go to the bathroom and we have to get off at rest stops and we have to pull off to the side of the road and let you do your business, and then we can get back on the road.
Let's get back on the road.
I feel like this motor.
Get back on the road.
We're at a rest stop right now. All right. We're letting you do your business. Now we're gonna get back on the road.
I don't
all
want
right.
Any more business.
We're gonna get back on the road.